Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, almost 15 million people watched the SNL 50 anniversary special, and at the after party, Haim performed, that's a girl group, they performed Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, and Emma Stone joined them. So Emma Stone's got that raspy quality to her voice. Perfect to sing along with that one. Guns N' Roses and Tool have been added to the final Ozzy Osbourne / Black Sabbath show. And ESPN's Stephen A. Smith made it clear he is not considering a 2028 presidential run.
I'm just doing my job every day. I ain't trying to run for office or anything like that, you know. But I love talking politics. I love talking about things, not just sports. And if the American people want to sit up there and say, yo, we want Stephen A. to run, I'm not going to be mad at that.
He's not going to do it, but he's not going to be mad. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco bought a $35 million home in Beverly Hills. The mansion previously belonged to a big-time Hollywood director. I don't know which one, but she's a billionaire, so she can buy whatever she wants. And Netflix released a trailer for Ransom Canyon. It stars Josh Duhamel and Minka Kelly.
This place, it gives us all something to be happy about. I promise, it's not too late. Not for this town, and not for us. You're doing better
than good. Yeah. You had me at Josh Duhamel, but then you add to it that it's set against the backdrop of the vast Texas Hill Country. I'm in. The series premieres April 17th on Netflix. I thought I was done with Netflix after the Super Bowl, but no, clearly I'm not. Following the Super Bowl, though, and the halftime show, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper to have 3 top 10 albums in the same week. His latest, GNX, returned to number 1 after dropping to 4. The Scrubs revival has to find a new abandoned hospital to film in because the one from the original series has been turned into, quote, beautiful condos.
Hon, let it arrive. Acceptable.
The director of the Oscar-nominated film The Brutalist says he's made $0 off the movie. That is not surprising to me. And a dirt alert. So Brandon Sklenner, who stars in It Ends With Us with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, appeared on CBS Mornings where Gail King asked him about the legal drama.
He said, I don't speak English, Gail.
Team It Ends With Us.
Yeah. And he's Team Taylor. And yes, Paramount
Team
Plus.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Got a little nick on his knuckle there.
No. Congratulations. Yeah. I didn't expect you to. I'm just playing, messing with you.
Yeah.
But we're glad you're here and continue.
He's like, yeah, Gail, yeah.
Trained in martial arts.
That's real funny.
Yeah, Gail, you've got jokes.
Yeah, Gail's got jokes. She wanted to know if he was Team Blake or Team Justin. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. And finally, a Kardashian alert. It's a baby Kardashian because it's Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet made an appearance together at the 2025 BAFTAs. Host David Tennant humorously referenced the viral New York City Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest.
We're very privileged tonight to be joined by the runner-up in New York's recent Timothy Chalamet lookalike competition. There's a definite likeness, isn't there? How long are you in London?
3 days.
You got to work on the voice. Not quite got the voice yet. But look, lovely attention to detail. You're with a Kylie Jenner lookalike. Well done.
Oh, that is the cutest little couple right there. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And again, don't forget, on Thursday for Coffee with Kane, we'll talk with actor Keith Carradine, who co-stars in the new movie The Devil and the Daylong Brothers, and it's a wild ride. Hopefully our conversation will be rather normal. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.